Hello and welcome to the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. My name is Goff, and today I am joined by a very special guest. This lady is a writer, she's a producer, she's a director, she's an actress, she even caters the films. No, she doesn't at all, she's a terrible cook. It's Melanie Haywood. How are you doing today, Melanie?
I'm great, Goff, thank you, and I'll have you know that I'm a great cook and I do cater my films.
And I was being sarcastic.
It's what you do on a low budget.
Well, see, on my films, everybody's on Subway, whether they like it or not. I just take everybody to Subway and say, you're eating there, and they can like it or lump it.
Well, I have been on one of your films and the food was great.
Oh, you did the wedding film.
I did.
That was actually properly catered.
It was properly catered and it was really nice. So tell all the stories you like, but I gotcha.
That's very true, very true indeed. So, like I said in the intro, you are all about the film. What is it about film that you love? Why is that your thing?
Oh, look, that's such a hard question to answer. It's just something that brings me joy. I love, I love telling stories and letting my imagination go wild. It can be anything you want, really. If you think it, you can write it and then you can make it and watch it. And I just love the entire process. It's just a lot of fun.
Cool. No, correct answer.
Oh, great. What do I get? $500. Yes, thanks.
No, you get the next question.
Oh, damn it.
So I have...
Such a tease.
I have watched some of your films. I actually really enjoyed them. Akio Love. So tell us a little bit about that. What inspired that particular piece?
Oh, that was actually the very first thing that I ever wrote and made. I did a film 101 course. I didn't study filmmaking at uni or anything, so I kind of did this course and then I thought, let's make something, and I did. The story sort of evolved. I started out just with an idea of a bit of a darker kind of drama, and somehow a couple of Harry Potter nerds as characters came into my head, and so there's quite a bit of Harry Potter references from the characters, and... Yeah, so it's about two nerds who are best friends. They work together and it takes a little bit too long for one of them to realise that he's in love with the other.
Oh.
And, yes, there's a sad ending.
There is.
But it's a little bit open to
interpretation.
What happens. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's just take a step back because you said you didn't study film at uni. What was your, like, obviously this is now your passion and something you want to turn into your career and your life, but what was it that you studied? Like, what was when you were a younger lass, what was it that you did?
Or studied? So funny. It was so lame. So it was all business boring stuff.
Okay.
I think I just kind of did, like, the regular sort of boring stuff at school, like IT and all the business subjects. I went to uni and I did a year of IT and it sucked. I hated it so much. I did some short story electives and some psychology electives, which were really fun. And I thought, if I'm spending all of this money to do a major, like, I better enjoy it. So I quit that. and then I ended up working in legal support for a ridiculous number of years. And fast forward too many years later, I saw one of those ads in the paper that said, do you want to be an actress? Call us now. And it was for an agency. And I went along and I actually met Bud Hopes, mm-hmm. who does all the casting, all the extras castings in Queensland. I met him and we hit it off and I ended up signing up to that agency and I studied acting for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And then I took a little break and then I came back to acting after, I don't know, it was like 7 years or something. You know, that that desire to be dramatic, I guess, was always lingering and boiling. So I did that, and then I decided, why not create my own opportunities? And that's where the filmmaking side of things came along.
Cool.
I had always wanted to be a writer since I was a kid. I don't know. It was just one of those things where nobody said to me, you can do this. And so I didn't realize that I could.
Yep.
Like, isn't that the strangest thing? Yeah. So that's kind of me. And here I am. And I've had, I don't know, at least half a dozen short films produced that I've written. And I've been involved in them in some capacity, whether it's AD, directing, always producing, because I'm like so ridiculously organized. It's like a match made in heaven. Yeah, so that's kind of where it all started, I guess.
Cool. Very
short
cool.
Story long.
Yeah. No. That's why I asked.
Yeah, you'll be sorry you asked, God.
It'll be a boring podcast otherwise if you can't talk. Now, let's go back to Akio Love. I'm pronouncing it correct now.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Let's go with it.
Well, you know, yep. I'm not a Harry Potter dude. It's not what I do.
I looked at you and I thought, he's definitely a Harry Potter guy.
I've never watched or read a Harry Potter thing in my life. I know nothing about it.
You're probably like a Slytherin or something.
I've got no idea what that means.
It's a major burn.
Oh, is it? Oh, dear, oh, dear. I feel so hurt. I don't know if I can recover.
You won't sleep tonight at all.
No. I'll
be so worried.
I'll toss and turn all night. Now, let's go. So did you know, because you said it was your first film, did you know who you wanted involved in regards to cast and crew, or did you just randomly pick people? Like, how did you come about the other folks that you were working with?
Yeah. Oh, man, it was like 2 or 3 years ago now, I suppose, that I made that. I had met a few people. I mean, I know a lot of people in the industry. When you're doing classes and stuff, you kind of it's such a small world, I guess, in Brisbane on the Gold Coast. But, yeah, through classes I had already kind of studied with some actors and actresses, and yeah, so funnily enough, one of my really close friends now is someone who came in and was an extra on that.
Who was that?
Oh, Suzanne Webke. So she had some lines, so it wasn't really an extra role, but yeah, so she had a supporting role in that. And Alana Collins,
yep,
who I believe you've had on this podcast before.
Yes, yeah, yeah. She was obviously the bride in the wedding film, Alana.
Yes.
So yeah, she did a wonderful job.
Yeah, so she was fantastic. She was the office bitch and she played it so well. I don't even know if she was trying. Oh, apologies. I'm
burned.
Just kidding.
You're no, just
I'm
on sorry, top of her. Just
kidding.
Just queen
she
of the
knows
bitches.
I love her. Oh, queen of the bitches. I've been watching you for a while and studying you and, yeah, I got some good tips.
What, me?
Yeah, queen of the bitches.
So, now, the one person who was in that film who I've not met, worked with or knew nothing about was Jeremy Johnston.
Oh, yes.
So I thought he was terrific in that particular piece.
Yes.
Can you, how did you come across him?
Oh, mate, I don't remember, to be completely honest.
Were you hiding in his flower beds and just stalking
yeah,
him in an unhealthy
fashion?
I saw him
on the street one day and I thought, check this guy out.
Well, did you audition him or did you know him from previous work?
No, I knew him from something before. We must have done a class or something before together. Sorry, Jeremy, I totally forget. Like, my memory is so bad. I did sort of audition him. I just kind of said, hey, Jeremy, I think you'd be awesome. Like, let's do a read together. So we did that. And I just kind of filmed it and then gave him some direction as well, just to make sure that, you know, we worked well together.
Yep.
We looked good together on screen. And and it was perfect. He sort of reminds me of Paul Rudd. That's kind of who I had pictured in my mind for that character, funnily enough. But Paul wasn't available, so we went with Jeremy.
Well, Jeremy's far more expensive.
That's right.
His wages are funny. I mean, yeah, you know. But I genuinely enjoyed his performance. I've never actually come, because, I mean, people who are listening to this podcast overseas, I mean, the Gold Coast and Brisbane film industry isn't huge, it has to be said, and you will bump into the same sort of folks over and over again. If you are around it and swirl around it long enough, you will bump into the same people over and over again. And I've just never come across Jeremy. If he's never been, his agent has never put him forward for an audition for any of my work, so I've never auditioned him, but I will have to, genuinely will seek him out for something in the future, because I really did enjoy his performance. I thought he was very impressive. So yeah.
I can put you two in touch for sure. I'll check with him first.
Well, you know.
And I'll give him the skinny on what you actually like, so you may or may not hear from him.
I can understand that. That's perfectly fair enough.
He's great though. I love Jeremy, and he's done loads of short films. He's had some co-star roles in some of the bigger kind of productions, and he does a ton of commercials. So keep your eyes peeled on, what is it, like regular
television?
TV? No, like the TV you don't have to pay for or go on the internet for. Yes.
Free-to-air television.
Yes, that. Oh, my God, my brain today, I tell you what. It's very late when we're doing this.
It's all the hallucinogenics you take. That's what it is. It.
I should not have dropped that acid right before I came in.
That's it.
What are those colours over there? Oh, my God, that's a unicorn.
I'm not a dragon at all. I'm a fully grown man. So I also know, because I've done my research, you are a fan of film festivals. You enter your work in film festivals. You like attending film festivals. Why do you love film festivals?
Oh, it's just a place to get together with everybody, all the like-minded people, because you know what? This industry can be a really hard slog. Like you work, it's hard. You work really, really hard. And it's good to have that kind of community around you. And also, if you're lucky enough, if you make something decent enough to actually have it screened, like how great is it to actually have your work screened on the big screen in front of a decent audience? It's just a really special thing. And I've been pretty lucky. Picked up some accolades for Ache Your Love and Payback, which I'm sure is on your list to talk about. so we picked up Best Comedy at Sanctuary Film Festival last year, and that was also screened as an official selection at Sparrowland Short Film Festival this year. It's just great to have that community around you.
Do you get, and I mean this in a nice way, not a negative way, so please don't misunderstand the question.
Yeah.
Do you get a little bit of a head wobble, you know, because your film's on there and people are enjoying your work and they're watching what you've done? I mean, it's perfectly natural. I mean, I personally, I'd get a bit of, hey, look, my shit's up there and you're all enjoying it. This is a really cool feeling. It makes me feel good about myself.
Before I get there, I have that feeling. Like I would describe it as pride, pride in my work. But then when I get there and it's on and I have to sit there and watch it with everybody else watching, like I'm cringing.
Oh, really?
Yes. I hate kind of knowing what people's reactions are.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's so weird. Like, and I've always said this about acting too. I would like to, you know, be a professional actress and do that for a living, but I want to do it anonymously. I want to have my work out there, but in an anonymous way. But it's sort of impossible because, yeah, you really need to make those connections with people and network, and that's how you kind of build your presence and how people learn to trust you and get you involved in different projects that they're making.
So are you afraid before you go, you're full of pride, but when you're there, are you more nervous about, is it a self-esteem thing? Like you're nervous about people not liking it and going, you suck, you know?
Yes.
Is that
afraid that people will go, oh my God, this is a piece of shit. I can't believe we just sat through that. That's like 5 minutes, 8 minutes. I can't get back of my life.
Really? But yes. Surely you're confident in your work. You've watched it, you've edited it. You know that I think this is a really cool thing. So who cares what they think?
Yeah, there's definitely, it's such a head. How much can I swear?
I say fuck all the time.
Okay.
So
it's such a head fuck because, you know, on one hand you're like, this is great. Because you've got to keep in perspective too, you know, how good you are at that moment in time. So, you know, you might have built certain skills to a point where you've made this film, and then in a year or so you've built more skills. So you're better than, you know, you could create something better. So you've got to keep that in mind. But it's, yeah, really, really is a head fuck, because on one hand I'm like, yes, I'm proud. I understand this is the best that I could do at the time, and I want to share that with people. And I also want to share and show off the great work that the entire team has done.
Yes.
Because that's something that's really important to me, is showcasing work of people that I work with and friends. But at the same time, you know, I'm happy to just kind of take a step back and go, here you go, like, enjoy it or not. But just, if it's shit, don't tell me. Keep it to yourself.
Now, fair enough. I'll make sure I keep my opinions to myself then.
Teasing. When you said, and I actually enjoyed it, like it was a surprise.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it in that way.
I was just taking the piss of mine.
I actually realised after I said it, it wasn't the most tactful way of using that sentence. So thank you for picking that up.
So glad you actually liked it.
No.
Are you telling me you like it?
Genuinely enjoyed it. You also did a film on an iPhone for a festival. So what were some of the challenges about making a film just using an iPhone?
So that one, that the particular one you're talking about is Payback, a love story. It's a dark comedy. And that one was, yeah, so specifically for a smartphone film festival, I just kind of wanted to see what I could do with a smartphone, but more so just have fun with the story. That's kind of what I was more focused on with that one. It wasn't a complex enough shoot for there to be any, like, major issues apart from, you know, the technical ability to use the phone.
I thought you were going to say the battery running flat. There is no phone.
We actually didn't have a problem with that. That was pretty lucky. But just little things like, you know, tapping the screen to make sure that the exposure doesn't change.
Okay.
Because there's a particular part at the start of the film, and I just look at it and cringe. I'm like, oh my God, I hate that people have actually seen this. But yeah, so there's a part where our two leads are, they have a head covering and that's taken off, and then because the light changed, the exposure kind of blows out and then it comes back to normal, and it's just, yeah, so that was annoying and a challenge, I guess, on the iPhone. But that one, I just kind of focused on the story and the people that I was working with, and I gave myself permission to just make something ridiculous and silly, and with my kind of, like, dirty sense of humour. So I had a lot of fun with that one. But I've actually made a number of films on a phone.
So you enjoy doing it on the phone? That must, obviously you've done it again and again, so obviously you must like doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it.
Is it a budget thing? It's just easier?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So the thing is, because I didn't go to film school, right, and so I did this Film 101 and I used a budget to make Akio Love. And then after then, the stuff I made after then had a much, 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 much smaller budget. And I've completely forgotten where I was going with that story.
That's okay.
Good chat.
It's all the drugs.
Yeah, well, that's right.
No worry, people can email you later and get the end of that story.
I kind of remember now.
Okay, well, please continue. Yes,
I know. You like stories, right? Especially that go around in circles.
That's why you're here.
That's exactly right. So I have made a few on the phone now, and it was budget constraints, yes, but also because I didn't go to film school. It was also a way for me to get that education, because a phone is something that everybody has, and it shouldn't be an excuse to not make content. I mean, there's plenty of TikTokers and creators out there, but in terms of actual films, if you can think it, then just make it, because you've got your phone there at your fingertips. So one of them I made, there was a film festival in Canada, Quarantine International Film Festival, and so I made a little horror especially for that. And it was the only official selection from Australia.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So
congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. So I make these little things and just maybe enter them in a few festivals. I don't go totally crazy and yeah, I've had a little bit of success.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You should be really proud.
Oh, thank you.
So now you have worked for Beer Nuts Productions, like you said. Mm-hmm. Now I am aware that everything I do is very different to a normal production, from the way I audition actors to the way I shoot my films to the way I even release my films. Everything I do is very different. What, from someone who does things a little bit more conventional to me, what are some of the key differences between like a Melanie Haywood set and a Beer Nuts Productions set?
I would say I probably have more people on my team. You seem to be a jack of all trades and just kind of run around and do everything yourself with your camera guy. And I hope it's okay that I'm calling you my camera guy.
He's fine.
Okay, cool. So, you know, I guess the size of the team, how quick you work, I really like your scheduling. Can learn a lot from that. And not getting like take after take after take when it's not needed. But that's kind of also me too. I'd probably favour less takes in favour of more coverage, so better angles and, yeah, whatnot. So I guess that's probably the main difference that I noticed. I'd have to check your books to see, like, budgets. I'd love to chew your ear off about, like, how you make a living out of it, because I think that's pretty awesome. You're obviously doing something right.
Yes, of course. I'm producing quality content.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
You know what? There's a market. If you're a weirdo, there's going to be loads of other weirdos.
Oh, hey, look, when I'm writing a script, I figure if it makes me laugh and I think it's funny, then surely someone else is going to find it humorous. And so I just go with it, because I really don't have, unlike you, I don't really care what other people think. It's not something that ever concerns me. So I just do my thing. And if people like it, that's terrific. If they don't, well, that's fine too. It really, I honestly, people don't believe me, but it's true. I really don't care, because, I mean, I'm not, you can't please everybody, right? So
yeah,
fuck it.
True.
I'll just do, as the youngsters would say, I just do me, boo. That's what that's what the youngsters say.
I know. I've said that. I said that last week. You do you, boo.
get outside.
But just to be stupid, I did it ironically.
Of course you did.
Yes.
Now, if people want to check out Melanie Haywood Films, where can they go and where can they learn more about you as well? Give your socials and your films a big dirty plug.
Okay. Get really dirty with it. So you can go to...
I didn't mean with the voice. You could just tell us where to go. This isn't a phone sex line.
Come on. Call now for... so melaniehaywood.com. Is my website, and all of my stuff and information is on there. You can contact me there. All my socials, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, probably everything.
So you just
not Snapchat, because I don't do Snapchat or TikTok.
So you just look up Melanie Haywood and you'll appear. And of course, melaniehaywood.com obviously is the obvious place for everyone to go.
Yeah, and links to all my socials and stuff are there. But
links to the films as well?
The ones that I can release, if I've submitted them to festivals and they still haven't been.
No, I understand. Yeah, but people can watch your work through the website as well.
Yeah, like everything's on there.
Because I would encourage them to do that.
Yeah.
It would be good.
Okay, let's do it. Do it, everybody.
Yes.
Or you can go to @MelRevived is my handle across all of my socials.
Cool. Very cool indeed. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Melanie. I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me and putting up with me.
Absolutely. Oh, you can also see Melanie as well in Beer Nuts Productions, A Guide to a Perfect Wedding, and also she did a little cameo in The Education System too.
Yes.
So you can check out Melanie in those two Beer Nuts Productions films. But, yes, thank you so much for coming in, Mel. And, of course, that brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Beer Nuts Productions podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a friendly comment, rate and review. 5 stars is always good. And of course, beernutsproductions.com is your one-stop shop for all your entertainment needs, besides, of course, melaniehaywood.com.
That's it.
So until next time, we will talk to you then.